Today's scripture reading from God's living word is taken from Psalm chapter 56 verses 1 through 13.
我们今天读经的经文来自诗篇第56篇第1到第13节。
We'll first read this in unison, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我会先用英文，再用广东话一起读出。
Verse 1. Be gracious to me, O God, for man tramples on me. All day long, an attacker oppresses me. My enemies trample on me all day long, for many attack me proudly. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me? All day long they injure my cause. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They stir up strife. They lurk. They watch my steps as they have waited for my life. For their crime will they escape? In wrath, cast down the peoples, O God. You have kept count of my tossings. Put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book? Then my enemies will turn back in the day when I call. This I know, that God is for me. In God, whose word I praise. In the Lord, whose word I praise. In God I trust. I shall not be afraid. What can man do to me? I must perform my vows to you, O God. I will render thank offerings to you. For you have delivered my soul from death. Yes, my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of life.
诗篇56篇第1节：神啊，求你怜悯我，因为人要把我吞了，终日攻击欺压我。我的仇敌终日要把我吞了，因请骄傲攻击我的人甚多。我惧怕的时候要倚靠你。 我倚靠神，我要赞美他的话。我倚靠神，必不惧怕。血气之辈，怎能把我怎么样呢？他们终日颠倒我的话，他们一切的心思，到时要害我。他们聚集埋伏窥探我的脚中，等候要害我的命。他们岂能因罪孽逃脱么？神啊，求你在路中使众民堕落。 我几次流离，你都记仇，求你把我的眼泪装在你皮袋里，这不都记在你册子上么？我呼求的日子，我的仇敌都要转身退后，神帮助我，这是我所知道的。我倚靠神，我要赞美他的话，我倚靠耶和华。我倚靠神，必不惧怕，人能把我怎么样呢？ 神啊，我向你所许的愿在我身上，我要将感谢祭献给你，因为你救我的命脱离死亡，你岂不是救护我的脚不跌倒，使我在生命当中行在神面前么？
God bless the reading and hearing of His word.
愿神祝福读同埋听嘅人。
The title of Pastor Wilson's message: Trial and trust.
今日程牧师讲到嘅信息嘅题目系试炼与信靠。Even courageous
people like David can be afraid.
纵使勇敢如大卫嘅人，佢都有害怕嘅时候。When
David was a young man, we read in the scriptures in 1 Samuel 17 that he killed a lion and a bear.
我哋睇到撒母耳上第17章，我哋知道年轻大卫嘅时候，佢曾经杀过一只狮子同埋一只熊。Later
in that same chapter, he then went on to kill the giant Goliath, the enemy of Israel, with a slingshot.
之后佢仲一粒石仔咧，去杀死呢个巨人哥利亚。Yet
did you notice what it said in verse 3? Yet
咁留意到第三节讲乜嘢咧
？Here in the text, it says he's afraid.
就系话佢系害怕。
Fear and courage struggle with each other in the hearts of all of us.
恐惧同埋勇气喺我哋每一个人心里面都有挣扎。
Just being afraid does not prove we're cowards.
单单系会害怕唔等于话我哋系懦弱嘅人。
It doesn't prove we're failing to put our trust in God.
亦都唔等于我哋并冇将我哋嘅信靠摆喺神嗰度。
In fact, fear in its earliest stages is somewhat helpful. It's a protective emotion.
事实上，恐惧喺初期嘅时候，其实系一个能够帮助我哋保护我哋自己嘅一个感情。
It helps us escape danger.
帮助我哋脱离危险。
Above all, it causes us to turn to God, our true protector.
最紧要嘅就系帮助我哋去转向神嗰位保护我哋嘅。
Now God made you, so he knows all about your anxiety, all about your fearful thoughts.
神去做你，他知道你所有的恐惧的思想和焦虑。
He knows every trouble. He knows the troubles that you're facing right now.
他知道你现在面对着所有的困难。
So, if he knows that, the word of God is so comforting for us because it's filled with many good useful things to combat those worries.
神的话语都是能够帮助我们安慰我们当帮我们面对我们的恐惧和忧虑。
The Bible is filled with many good things that can help you in your struggle with worry and fear.
圣经里面有很多的东西可以是很好的东西很有用的东西帮助我们面对困难恐惧。
You'll see this on slide 2. Fear and anxiety are warning you aboutyour troubles in the world, and it's reminding you of your troubles in your heart.
恐惧同埋焦虑都系能够去提醒我哋，当我哋面对我哋喺呢个世界上面嘅困难，同埋喺我哋心里边嘅困难。
Since God has made you, He's hardwired you to be aware of your troubles.
神造我哋嘅时候，已经去叫我哋能够去能够意识到困难。
If you don't feel intense concern from time to time, you know what's happening? You're ignoring your real troubles.
如果你一生都未有去关心过话有任何困难危机嘅时候呢，其实你就系去尽量去否定紧自己面对嘅危机。
Instead of looking for a technique to numb yourself, you need to understand, harness, channel your fears and anxieties in constructive ways.
我哋唔可以去就咁单单揾一个方法去指导自己去对于身边嘅困难嘅产生个麻痹。反之，我哋要去明白，要去将我哋嘅恐惧同埋忧虑去变成一个能够帮助我哋嘅有。
As you can see on the slide here, Jesus said that in this world you will have trouble, and you do.
耶稣喺呢段经文里边话：你哋世界上边系有苦难。
Right, there's.Trouble in your family, trouble in your neighborhood, trouble in your country, trouble in your world.
在你的家庭，在你的邻舍，在你的国家，甚至乎在这个世界上面都有苦难。
Your capacity to feel concern about the trouble in your world is a creational gift from God.
你能够去觉得这个世界上的苦难是因为这个是神给你的创造时候的礼物。
When you're intensely concerned, you know something is desperately wrong.
你真正是关心这些事情的时候，你知道这些事是当中是有问题。
Fear and anxiety can serve a useful function in your life when it alerts you to trouble and drives you back to God.
恐惧和焦虑能够去帮助我们，去叫我们去警醒，以致去驱使我们回去神那里。
That's what God wants. He wants you to bring your troubles to Him.
神都想将我哋嘅困难去带俾佢。
But as you very well know, as a human being, usually fear and anxiety is also part of the trouble.
但我哋都好清楚，这个恐惧同埋焦虑都可能系嗰个困难嘅一部分。
And as you'll see on the next slide, in slide 3, as we all know, our fear and anxiety can go.Way off the rails of life and lead us into even more difficulties.
我哋都好清楚知道，我哋嘅恐惧同埋焦虑能够去驱使我哋产生更加多嘅问题。
This is how it usually works. You believe something is threatening your world.
你相信有啲嘢系影响紧你自己嘅世界。
And your world feels out of control.
你觉得你嘅世界唔再受你嘅控制。
You're afraid something bad might happen.
你怕有啲唔好嘅嘢会发生。
And you're trying to control your world to keep the bad thing from taking place.
你尝试控制你嘅世界，以致呢啲坏嘅嘢唔会发生。
I have a little exercise for you. It's right on this slide here, and right in the middle there. And the first bullet point.
你中间有几个问题。
If you want to know what makes you anxious, just take a pen and paper and fill in the blanks of those sentences.
如果你想知道有乜嘢去使到你焦虑嘅时候咧，你只要攞支笔出嚟去填咗嗰度空白嘅地方。
I need, and you fill in a blank. I want.Fill in a blank. I don't want. Fill that in.
又是说第一个就是我需要什么呢？第二个我想要什么？然后第三个就是我不想要什么？
And whatever you filled in the blank with, the love of someone, your good health, the good health of someone you love, money, a certain job, when you don't get it, you easily panic.
你填入去的可能是某一个人的爱，或者是你的健康，或者你所爱的人的健康，或者是金钱，或者是某些工作，当你拿不到的时候，你就会觉得有焦虑。
Notice that the things that you get that you don't want also make you very anxious.
留意就是说有些东西你不想要，但是你始终又会得到的时候，这些东西都可能使到你焦虑。
They feel to you wrong, evil, bad.
对你来说这些是错的，或者是邪恶的东西，或者是坏的东西。
You don't want them. Instead, you want their opposite.
你不想要他们，你只想要他们，即是另外一边相反的东
西。Imagine you're facing real trouble.
想象你面对这个困难。
Your child has been diagnosed with a progressive, incurable disease.
你的小朋友刚刚发现了有一个是不能够医治的疾病。
You don't want your child to be ill.
你不想你的小孩有病。
You do want your child to live a long, healthy, full life.
你想你的小孩去过一个长寿健康的生活。
You should be concerned, but what do you do with that concern?
没错，你是会关心，但是你怎样去面对这个要你的关心呢？
Do you express genuine love to your child?
你是不是向你的小孩去表达你最真挚的爱呢？
Do you learn an even deeper dependence on the Lord God?
你有没有学习去更加去深深的信靠神呢？
Or do you erase God and become full of fear, worry, grumbling, bitterness?
又或者反之，你将神呢去抹走，然后变得更加恐惧、忧虑，去投诉、去埋怨、去苦读。
Now picture yourself in a situation where there isn't real trouble.
去想象一下，你喺一个环境系你冇真正嘅困难嘅。
There isn't trouble on the horizon, but you're still fearful. You're still anxious.
当冇困难嘅时候，但系你仍然觉得恐惧同埋焦虑。
You're going to a party where you don't know anyone.
你去到一个宴会，你唔识任何嘅人。
You're worried. You don't want to be excluded, criticized, ignored, rejected.
你去忧虑，因为你不想被人去排挤出来，被人去去指指点点，或者是被人去完全的去否定。
Ask yourself, what do you want?
你问下自己，你自己你想要乜嘢呢？
Well, in that case study, you want approval. You want to be part of the in crowd. You want to matter.
其实你是想得到人的认同。你想是埋堆去成为他们的一份子，你想变得重要。
At that gathering, you want someone to notice you.
你想人家留意到你。
You shouldn't be concerned, but you are.
其实你不需要担心，但是你实在是担心。
And so the question you need to ask yourself is, how do you deal with that?
你要问你的问题就是你怎样去面对呢？
How do you deal with your anxiety? In both those situations will revealWhat's at the core of your being, your heart?
你怎样面对这个焦虑，就是揭示了你的心是怎样。
That's a very important question to ask yourself. How do you respond when you don't get what you want?
当你得唔到你想要嘅嘢嘅时候，你点样去回应呢？
Or how do you respond when you get what you don't want?
又或者你得到嗰啲你唔想要嘅嘢，你又点样回应呢？
Are you full of fear, anxiety, and worry?
你系咪满有恐惧同埋担心呢？
Do you have trouble sleeping?
你系咪好难瞓得着呢？
Do you become obsessed with your problems?
你开始系变得系你对于你嘅困难咧，好似系变得失去控制。
Does your mind wander over to your troubles again and again, like your tongue goes to a sore in your mouth?
就好似你成日将条脷去顶住自己嗰个嘴里边嗰个痛嘅地方嘅时候，你就系不断去思想你嗰个困难。
All these responses give you a window into the core of your being, your very own heart.
你任何嘅回应都俾你自己去睇到你嘅心系点样谂。
And they help you see which of your hopes, dreams, and wishes you've organized your life around.
亦都俾你睇到你嘅生命嗰个梦想嗰个渴求系围绕住啲乜嘢。
They tell you what it is that you believe you can't do without.
让你睇到有啲乜嘢系你觉得冇咗系唔掂嘅。
And you're fearful in losing them.
你去惊去失去佢哋。
They let you know which of your desires has become your lord and master.
这些都让你看到你有什么渴求变成了你的主人。
The Bible is very graphic. It uses a phrase for those desires.
圣经呢很活生生的去用一个字去描述了这些渴求。
The Bible calls them in Ephesians 2:3 and 1 Peter 2:11, for lusts of the flesh.
在以弗所书二章三节同埋彼得前书嘅二章十一节，圣经都用呢个字就系肉体嘅私欲去形容。
Now that phrase lust of the flesh in our modern day use of that phrase focuses on sexual passion or lust for money。
肉体嘅私欲呢个字喺我哋今日所用嘅，通常都用喺呢、这个对于性嘅渴求同埋金钱上边。
But the Bible uses that phrase lust of the flesh.Much more broadly than that.
但反之圣经是用这个字在圣经里面是有一个更加广的意思。
If you're in a social situation or in the spotlight and you feel anxious, take that feeling and unpack it.
如果你在一个社交的场合或者是有人注视你的时候，你将你去想一下你自己的焦虑去分析一下。
And then you'll see that it's your lust to perform well.To be well thought of, and to be somebody that is actually driving your experience of anxiety.
然后你就会发现你那个私欲其实就是私欲话什么呢？是想要有一个好的表现，想得到人的认同，去驱使你，以致你有一个焦虑。
And in the midst of all your trouble, our hearts forget God.
然后在这么多的困难问题的里面，我们又忘记了神。
And we get trapped, we get attached to other masters, to all kinds of desires, needs, and disbelief.
然后我们就会去找第二些东西去成为我们的主人，去引致到我们的不信。
And we get anxious and fearful for bad reasons.
我们变得是焦虑和恐惧是一些错的，因为一些错的原因。
And we even overreact to the good reasons we have to be anxious.
我们甚至乎对于一些好的原因使我们会焦虑，是变得更加是过分的反应。
You'll see this on slide 4. Living in a world where there is trouble with hearts that quickly stray means we will always be tempted to lose sight of God.
活在一个有充满困难的世界里面，我们的心很容易去流走，意思就是说我们很容易就会去离开了神，失去了神。
And when we lose sight of God, we try to control our world on our own and become filled with worry.
当我们好像看不到神的时候，我们就尝试去控制我们的世界，然后我们就满有这个忧虑。
But you shouldn't despair. because God and his word gives you better and imperishable reasons for responding to the troubles of life by faith.
但我哋唔需要绝望，因为神喺佢嘅话语里边俾我哋有呢个原因，我哋可以用喺信心里边去回应生命上边嘅困难。
It's comforting to know that you can learn to remember God instead of forgetting Him.
我哋可以学习去记得神，而唔系去忘记神。
God wants you to know Him intimately.
神想你咧系个人嘅层面上边好深入嘅、亲密嘅认识佢。
He wants you.To draw near to him and trust him so completely that our desires to fix our own troubles, our own way, will no longer dominate us.
他想我们认识到他一个地步，我们不会再受这个忧虑、焦虑去控制。
And as we grow in our love for God, we will experience the right kind of concern in the midst of our troubles.
然后当我们在神的爱里面成长的时候，我们就会经历到我们怎样是在困难里面去找到一个真正我们关心的东西。
A wonderful sentence in another psalm, which you see on your screen, Psalm 94:19, says, When my anxious thoughts multiply within me, your consolations, referring to God, delight my soul.
在诗篇的94篇19节，他说我心里多忧多疑。你安慰我，就使我欢乐。
Again, the writer of Psalm 94, just like Psalm 56, is clearly very aware of his own inner experience.
这个诗人呢，很意识到他内里面那个经历，心里面的经历。
He's very aware that we can be occupied, preoccupied and burdened, and our mind just goes like a washing machine on a spin cycle.
那个诗人呢好意识到他的心呢好容易被这些东西去压住去重担去压住他以致他的心呢好像一个洗衣机咁不断咁样转转转。
Notice that he says, when my anxious thoughts multiply within me, that gives you a sense that his anxiety is like an atomic reaction.
当他说我的心里多忧多疑的时候他的心回应就好像一个核子的一个反应咁样。
In an atomic reaction, the atoms split and split again.
这个核子的反应是怎样呢就是说那个核子就是不断的去分裂分裂。
And soon after, it seems like the whole world is shattered in little pieces and they're landing on your very head.
原来这个世界很快就会粉碎变成很小很小的一片然后放在你即是进入到你的头里面。
But notice what the psalmist says in the second part of the verse. Your consolations delight my soul.
但你留意一下那节的经文的下半节诗人说你安慰我就使我欢乐。
You see, just like Psalm 56, Psalm 94, verse 19 gives us many reasons, comforts, consolations that do battle with our fear and anxiety.
所以这个圣经给我们有很多的原因给我们有安慰鼓励我们以致我们能够面对这个恐惧和焦虑。
Now, we've stated the problem, so how does David overcome his fear in Psalm 56?
咁大卫在诗篇56篇里面怎样去胜过他的恐惧呢?
And this is on slide 5. First, he prays. Praying is the first stage of trusting.
首先就是他去祈祷,祈祷就是说去信靠的第一步。
Second, he tells God, I will trust.In you, verse 3.
第二，大卫说我相信你在第三节。
Trust isn't simply a feeling that things will work out all right.
信靠不是单单去感觉到这些东西会最后都会变得好。
Did you know biblical trust is a conviction that God will do as he has promised?
信靠是什么呢?信靠就是一个信念相信神会做他应许做的事。
That's why you got to read the Bible, because then you'll know what God has promised for those who believe.
所以你要去睇下圣经，神应许嗰啲相信佢嘅人系应许啲乜嘢。
That's why you need to meet God in His very Word.
所以你要喺神嘅话语里边去认见神。
And you have to ponder and chew on God's Word as He says things. to you there.
所以你要思想去咀嚼神的话语。
That means drawing near to God.
意思就是靠近神。
And the reason we all need to do that regularly is because we forget. We forget easily how God is very, very near to us.
我们经常都要这样做，因为我们很容易忘记了神其实很近我们。
He's near to us even in our worst circumstances.
纵使在我们最困难的时候，神也都是很接近我们。
In other words, the Bible clearly spells out we have a hope that's bigger, greater than any threat, even death.
我们有一个盼望是大过我们任何的威胁，甚至乎死亡。
Right, because what's part of the gospel? Jesus is raised from the dead, the resurrection.
耶稣基督在死里面去复活。
And he will raise you, those of you who trust in his person and work.
耶稣基督亦都会去对个使嗰啲相信佢嘅人系从死里复活。
And if you truly believe that, you truly trust that, you have a hope that's bigger, greater than any loss.
如果你真系相信佢嘅时候，你呢个盼望系比任何你所损失嘅嘢都要大。
Now trusting is an act of the will.
信靠系你意志嘅一个行动。
Trusting is just like loving, obeying, praising. Those are acts of your will.
好似系爱去去顺服去赞美，都系你嘅意志嘅一个行动。
Those are things that we can will to do.
呢啲嘢系我哋可以愿意去做嘅。
And when we will to trust God, we can then say with David, I will not be afraid.
当我哋系愿意去信靠神嘅时候，我哋就可以同大卫一齐讲话，我唔需要害怕。
I hope you see the key that allows us to pass from fear to fearlessness. That's trust.
所以点样去帮助我哋用从呢个恐惧变得唔再去惧怕呢？就系信靠。
But as you'll see on the next slide, trust, however, is not automatic. It's not magic.
但信靠唔系自动就会产生，呢个唔系一个魔术。
First, it's a gift. It's a gift of God's grace.
呢个系神恩典嘅礼物。
Second, it must be exercised.
第二就系话你要时常去运用。
And third, which is also very important to be aware of, it's never total. It's always mixed with doubt and unbelief.
第三就是说他信靠经常会从疑惑一起。
Just as fear and courage coexist in our very hearts, so does trust and doubt, belief and unbelief.
就好像恐惧和勇气会在我们的心里面同时出现。
Mark 9 explains that to us. When we are beset by fears and doubts, we can be encouraged by the fact that David too was attacked.
当我们好像被恐惧疑虑去困住我们的时候，我们都可以好像大卫一样，我们知道大卫同样是被这些东西去攻击。
And this is not only so for David, it's also so for Jesus.
大卫是这样，耶稣基督也都是这样。
As Hebrews 4:15 tells us, the Christian's elder brother Jesus was tempted in every way, just as we are.
希伯来书四章十五节，耶稣基督是我们的长兄，他在事情上面去被试探，我们也都是这样。
As we get a closer look at Psalm 56, it's clear from that psalm that the psalmist is under duress, under attack.
在诗人所描述的就是这个诗人呢也都是被攻击。
In fact, if you look carefully in verses 1, 2, and 5, the opposition is relentless. There's fighting all day long.
在第一、第二和第五节，这个诗人形容他被人攻击是很狠的，是不断的，每日的去攻击。
In fact, the psalmist's description here shows us the adversity is also quite substantial.
同埋诗人形容佢嗰个困难咧，系好绝望、好大嘅困难。
We know that from the phrase in the latter part of verse 2, many fight against him.
诗人话攻击我嘅人甚多。
And so, what is the nature of this assault on David?
咁呢个对于大卫嘅攻击系点样嘅咧
？Well, we don't know the specifics, and the reason for that is because the Psalms are written for us too today.
我哋唔知道嗰、那个详细嘅内容，但系因为咧呢、这个诗人所写嘅诗篇都系对我哋今日所讲。
But we know some sort of plot has been hatched against him.
我哋知道有啲人计划系计划紧去攻击佢。
And includes some evil undermining and what the psalmist has said that is seeking to trap him.
诗人都形容话呢啲嘢系尝试去破坏佢，去使到佢跌入呢个陷阱嘅里边。
Or to put it simply, David's enemies, what they're trying to do is do him in.
就是说使他掉入这个陷阱。
And in the midst of the trial, David cries out to the Lord God, expecting God to act on his behalf.
所以在这个试炼的当中，大卫就呼求神，去期望神是帮助他。
He's confident. You see that trust that David has here? He's confident in God's word.
大卫是信靠神的话语。
He believes.That God will deliver him from even death.
大卫相信神会从帮助佢从呢个死亡里边释放出嚟。
And therefore, David's response is praising God and walking before Him in the light of the living.
所以大卫点样回应呢？就系话喺神系赞美神喺神面前行喺呢个活日光嘅里边。
You know, if you're familiar with the Psalms.And I hope you are. The psalm, the text in your Bible usually has a title. I know we didn't show it on the PowerPoint slides, but usually there's a little title to the psalm.
在诗篇的之前都有一个小小的引题，虽然我们在头先的 slide 里面没有给大家看到。
In fact, those titles are included in the Hebrew text in the verses. That's why the verses don't align.With a translation, the Hebrew text, the verses are different.
咁喺希伯来文嘅圣经里边咧，呢个题目咧系包括喺嗰个经节嘅数目里边，所以我哋喺圣经嘅经节嘅数目咧，同呢个希伯来文原文嘅圣经。
And you'll see in your Bible, in Psalm 56, the title is "A Dove on Distant Oaks."
咁喺呢个诗篇56篇嗰个题目系乜嘢咧？佢话调用远方无声鸽。
Did you know that that's probably a tune?A name of a song.
这个可能是一个一首歌嗰、那个嗰、那个调音调或者系旋律。
And the chorus, which is kind of like the refrain of the song, is in verses 4, 10, and 11, and that's the very heart of the psalm.
咁喺呢个诗篇里边嘅第四节、十节同埋第十一节咧，就系呢首歌嗰个副歌系一个诗篇嘅中心。
We observe David's fear.
我哋睇到大卫嘅恐惧。
And then we see even clearer tones of the voice of faith.
现在我们更加看到他那个信心的声音。
Verse 4 in the NIV says, In God whose word I praise, in God I trust, I will not be afraid. What can mortal man do to me?
他说我倚靠神，我要赞美他的话。我倚靠神，必不惧怕。血气之辈能把我怎么样呢？
And David expands on that in verses 10 to 11 of Psalm 56. In God, whose word I praise, in the Lord, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?
然后第十节同埋第十一节，佢继续话：我依靠神，我要赞美他的话；我依靠耶和华，我要赞美他的话；我依靠神，必不惧怕。人能把我怎么样呢？
Do you see what David does? He doesn't place his trust in human beings. He doesn't place his trust in the circumstances.
大卫并没有将他的信靠放在人里面或者是他的环境里面。
You know, he's not confident in his own cunning, which again, he used very well with his fight against Goliath.
大卫也都没有将他的信任放在他自己那个机智或狡猾的里面。纵使他用到这件事在对付哥利亚的里面。
David says, in God, I trust.
他说我倚靠神。
And it's because he he can say that, that he can say, what can man do to me?
因为他能够说我依靠神，以致他能够说话，人能把我怎么样呢？
And so my question to you this morning to you is this, do you trust God?
所以我今天要问你的就是说，你是不是依靠神呢？
If you're a Christian, you have trusted him already in the matters of your salvation.
如果你基督徒的时候，在这个救恩上面，你已经信靠了他。
And of course, that's a great thing. God has saved you from sin, hell, and the devil.
这个是一个最好的事，因为神已经将你从死亡、地狱和这个撒旦的手上救出来。
And if you're a believer, a Christian, now, you believe God has done that.
如果你基督徒的时候，你相信神已经做了这件事。
But use some reasoning here. If God has done that,Can't you trust him in the lesser things like loneliness or a job loss?
我们可以想想，如果神已经为你做了这件事的时候，难道你不能够相信神也都去帮助你在一些更加小的问题上去帮助你吗？例如去孤单，例如是失去工作。
If you've trusted him already for the gift of eternal life, can you trust him for sometimes dangerous circumstances that cause you fear and desperation?
如果你能够相信他，能够你已经相信他救你脱离死亡的时候，难道能在一些其他危险的事情上面，你不能够信靠他吗？
The Bible in many places teaches that God will take care of you if you belong to him and are following the Lord Jesus Christ.
圣经教导我们说，如果你已经是属于他的时候，神是会去帮助你。
Let me show you just a couple of places.And I have this on the next slide. David wrote in an earlier psalm, I was young, and now I'm old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread.
大卫在另一篇的诗篇37篇他说，我从前年幼，现在年老，却未见过义人被弃，也未见过他的后裔讨饭。
And also this is on the next slide.The psalm immediately before this one, Psalm 55, verse 22 says, Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you.
在诗篇55篇，他说，你要把你的重担卸给耶和华，他必抚养你。
And as you could also see on the screen, the Apostle Paul in the New Testament wrote to the Philippian Christians,My God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus.
保罗在腓立比书四章十九节那里说，我的神必照他荣耀的丰富在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需用的都充足。
This is on slide 9. Apart from God, the word of God, we don't know what God is like. That's why the word of God is so important to us.
如果没有神的话语的时候，我们不知道神是怎样，所以神的话语对我们很重要。
We certainly don't know what he has promised to do for us apart from God's word.
如果没有了神的话语的时候，我们也都不知道神会应许我们为我们做什么。
Of course, God's word to David is only partial, right? The Pentateuch, the first five books of the Old Testament.
对于大卫来说，神的话语可能只是包括摩西五经。
And possibly part of David's Bible might have included Joshua and Judges.
又或者包括约书亚记和士师记。
But of course, that's only a part or portion of the Bible.
这个只是这些经文只是我们今天用的圣经的其中一部分。
But it was enough to make God's character and desires for his people known.
但已经足够让神的人呢去看到神那个位格和希望。
And that's why you see in the chorus of Psalm 56 verses 4, 10, and 11 that David praises God for his very word.
所以在诗篇56篇40-11节大卫都去赞美神和他的话语。
Now, it could be that David is thinking specifically of the words of God that were brought to him by the prophet Samuel.
可能是大卫去看到神藉着撒母耳给大卫的话语。
The prophet Samuel assured David that he would be king over Israel in 1 Samuel 16.
在撒母耳记上，这个撒母耳将神的话语带给他，应许大卫会成为以色列的王。
But that must have seemed a long way off when David was in Gath, or when David was hiding in the cave of Adullam.
但是对于大卫来讲，这个好像是在当他在加特去面对这个哥利亚，或者躲在阿杜兰洞的时候，这些话语可能变得很远。
But that didn't matter. You see, David's trust was there in the word of God.
但是不要紧，因为大卫所信靠的就是在这些话语里面那位神。
And though the fulfillment of that word might be long delayed, it was absolutely certain for him.
这些话语那个应许可能是好迟先至去实现，但是大卫是相信神的话语。
And that's why it's important to note that David not only trusted in God, he trusted in the specific words of God.
不单止大卫是相信神，并且大卫是信靠神的话语。
Now, you and I today don't have individualized revelations from God.
你同我今日冇神系直接单单对我哋去启示一啲嘅说话。
Right, we're not like David back then when God delivered to him through his prophets, his word.
我哋唔似大卫咁样，当时有先知去直接去向大卫去讲神嘅话语。
But you know what? As a believer today, the advantage you have the entire Old and New Testament.
但我哋今日，我哋有成本嘅圣经，旧约、新约。
And that contains all we need to know about spiritual things.
已经包括咗我哋所需要一切属灵嘅事情。
And equally important, you have, if you're a believer, the Holy Spirit of God given to you so that you can understand what is there in the Word.
同埋我哋今日有圣灵同我哋一齐俾过我哋，让我哋明白神嘅话语所讲。
The very Holy Spirit, a third person of the Holy Trinity gives you the ability, the believer, you, the ability to apply God's word to specific areas of your life.
这个三位一体的第三位，这个圣灵给我们有个能力去明白神的话语，以致能够用在我们的生活上面。
Now, obviously, people can cause us trouble, just like they've caused David misery.
冇错，人可以去产生对别人可以产生好多嘅困难灾难。
In David's case, it seems like they twisted words, plotted, conspired, lurked, waiting eagerly to pounce and destroy him.
对于大卫嚟讲，大卫话呢啲人咧聚集埋伏，窥探佢嘅各中，等候咧要害佢嘅命。
And so David had every reason to be afraid.
大卫有好多嘅原因可以去害怕。
Yet, notice what trust does for him. Trust in God's word rendered those fears obsolete.
但大卫对于神的信靠，使到佢系呢啲嘅恐惧咧，系唔再去影响佢。
You'll see on the bottom of this slide here, how does trusting in God remove fear? Well,
信靠神点样去将我哋嘅恐惧攞走咧？
There are three possibilities from the text.And that's on slide 10. First, the obvious, God's word is a source of confidence to those who are beset by enemies.
第一，首先就是说神的话语呢能够是给我们有个信心，总使我们被这个敌人困住。
When we're attacked, we need to be able to draw on the stable assurance of God's word.
所以当我们被攻击的时候呢，我们能够去从神的话语里面得到确据。
You don't have to rely on the wavering perspective of public opinion.
你不再需要依靠那些摇摆不定的公众的意见。
In the midst of trouble, even our own words can be twisted and made to condemn us.
在困难的里面，纵使我们自己的说话都会去定我们的罪，或者是扭曲了我们。
Whether it be fickle public opinion or our own wavering sense of self, guilt,weakness, all these represent an inadequate measure of reality.
无论是人的别人的意见，或者我们自己摇摆不定，对于自己的评价，或者是内疚，或者我们的软弱，这些东西 都唔能够帮助我哋睇到我哋嘅现实。
That's why you need to know God's word, because then you'll see the true state of the affairs of the world.
所以我哋需要神嘅话语，因为去帮助我哋睇到呢个现实嘅世界系点样。
And you'll see there, only God is able to pronounce a true judgment of righteousness and failure.
因为只有神才能够宣称人是审判，去宣称人的义和失败。
That's why it's so sad to see today, in a place like New York, that Christians lack many of the familiarities they need in Scripture.
所以今日我哋觉得好伤心嘅就系话，今日嘅基督徒或者纽约市嘅基督徒都唔熟悉圣经。
And that's why they compound their suffering, because too much of our faith is based on our emotions and feelings and not on God's word.
所以我哋今日喺呢个苦难嘅里边唔能够释放，因为我哋嘅信靠都系放喺我哋自己嘅情感嘅上边。
And you don't have to be an expert, a health expert, to know that our emotions fall regularly.
我哋都知道我哋嘅情感亦都系使我哋系跌倒。
Our emotions could be easily destroyed by the attacks of the enemy.
我哋情感都可以被我哋嘅敌人去攻击。
Our emotions fail fail us due to a misunderstanding of those around us.
我哋嘅情感亦都使到我哋，因为叫我哋唔能够正式嘅认识到我哋周围嘅人，以致我哋嘅情感去使我哋失败。
Our own failure of self-confidence and our sense of relationship with God can be undermined by our emotions.
我哋嘅自信同埋我哋同神嘅关系都可以被我哋嘅情感去破坏。
That's why you need to hold up your emotions to the word of God.
所以我哋要将个情感去提出嚟，去喺神嘅话语里边去光照。
And so you'll see on the next slide also, we can also be confident in the protective care of God when we walk, it says in verse 13, walk before God in the light of life.
在第十三节，他说，当我们在生命的光中，行在神的面前的时候，我们可以信靠神是会保护我们。
Are you walking with the Lord through this tremendous trial that we're going through?
在这个这么大的试炼里面，你是不是跟神一起行呢？
You know, our suffering is not disappearing, but the experience of God causes the pain of living to recede.
这个苦难不会突然间就消失。 但我哋同神嘅一齐嘅经历，能够使到我哋嘅痛苦慢慢退去。
That's because you're beginning to see things from a broader perspective of God's perspective, God's gracious love for us.
因为系藉住神嘅俾我哋恩典嗰个爱，我哋能够有一个更加广嘅层面，我哋去睇周围事。
You're beginning to see the things that you face in light of God's purposes for us and for his world.
在神给我们的生命的目的和给这个世界的目的的时候，我们看到神给我们的爱是怎样。
And according to this psalm and our very own experiences, mortal humans can do a lot of harm to us.
根据这个诗人所说，人可以对我们有做很多的破坏、伤害。
You know, just one word of slander can ruin one's reputation.
一个诽谤的说话能够去摧毁了一个人的名誉。
Mortal humans can fire you from your job that you need to support your family and yourself.
一个血气的人能够使到你去失去你的工作，纵使你需要这个工作去支持你的家庭。
Adultery, abandonment, abuse can happen, breaking families apart.
这个奸淫、这个离弃、虐待能够使到这个家庭是破碎。
Parents can be abusive to their children.
父母可能会虐待他的儿女。
Throughout history, we've discovered mass graves like the ones in a former Yugoslavia and elsewhere in the world, reminding us of what mortal humans can do to us.
在这个历史里面，我们发现很多的乱葬岗，例如在前南斯拉夫的地方或者其他的地方，提醒我们人做的事是几咁可以对人做什么事。
They can exalt us or bring us down low.
他们可以将我提起，也可以将我们去拉低。
They can build us up or tear us down.
可以建立我们，可以破坏我们。
We have the power of life and death in many circumstances.
在很多的处境里面，我们都有这个生命和死亡的能力。
So can you say what the psalmist says? What can mortal man do to me?
我们可不可以好像诗人所说话，人能把我怎么样呢？
Again, the psalmist makes it absolutely clear his trust in the Lord. He'sJust like what the Apostle Paul says in the New Testament, if God is for us, who can be against us, right?
好像在新約聖經所說的話，如果神是跟我們一起的時候，誰能夠敵擋我們呢？
And when God is on our side, it's possible to find refuge in the midst of a very big storm.
如果神是在我们这一边的时候，我们能够在这个风暴里面去得到这个保护。
And Jesus himself testifies in the same idea when he sent out his 12 disciples to experience the character of Christian ministry in the world.
当耶稣去差他的12个门徒去这个世界上面去经历到基督徒的事工的时候。
And Jesus warned them that they would experience rejection.And flogging.
耶稣已经去提醒他们，他们会经历到被拒绝或者被鞭打。
He warned his followers they'd be arrested by the authorities for naming the name of Jesus.
他都提醒他们，他们会被人去捉拿，因为他们提到耶稣的名。
He told his disciples that they would be betrayed by siblings and parents.
他们都会被兄弟姊妹或者父母所背叛。
They would be hated and considered in league with Satan.
他们会被人去厌弃、憎恨，说他们是跟撒旦一起。
But in spite of all these dangerous and painful realities, Jesus says to them, and this is on the next slide, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell.
总是在这些这么多的危险的里面，但耶稣都说，那杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们，唯有能把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，正要怕他。
Again, in spite of the suffering caused by human evil, there's benefit that accrues to those who trust in God.
总是我们可以被人，即邪恶的人去攻击，但是我们在能够是相信神的时候，我们有益处。
And that benefit is described, right, in Psalm 56, escaping the powers of hell.
这个益处就是说我们能够离开这个地狱的权势。
In fact, there's one verse there that's very comforting in Psalm 56 for us when we're suffering, and that's verse 8.
在第八节，当我们在这个苦难的里面，我们有安慰。
The one who trusts God's will walk before God in the light. And what does Psalm 56:8 say?
在第八节讲什么呢？那些走在神的光的前面的人。
You notice there? It's mentioning tears. Your tears. It's a metaphor, right? There are two repositories for your tears that God will save.
就是说神会将你的眼泪装起来。
Right? Some translations say it's a bottle that the ESV, you have the ESV before you, says bottle and scroll.
咁有啲翻译就係话你个袋呢个樽，有啲翻译係樽，中文係袋，或者係呢个册子嘅上面。
The metaphor is explained in our translation as put my tears in your bottle. Are they not?In your book?
就是说我们眼泪装在你的皮袋里面，他说这不都记在你册子上吗？
Do you see what he's saying? Metaphorically, your tears aren't wasted. Your sorrow here is not wasted.
意思就是什么话什么呢就是说你的眼泪你的痛苦不是白费的。
God is carefully attending, paying attention, keeping a record of your tears.
神是有留意你的眼泪神会记低你的眼泪。
And somehow, they will expand your joy when you are with him in paradise.
由这些东西会更加添你和神当你和神在天国里面的一起的时候加添你的喜乐。
You see how comforting that is? Even your tears, God uses for good.
神能够用你的眼泪去做好的事这个是几咁安慰呢。
And David knows that, so he vows to present a thanksgiving offering to God when he's delivered.
所以当大卫得到释放的时候大卫也都知道他也都是将这个赞美感恩祭去献上。
And this is very simple, David. God is confidence by praying to the Lord.
神去大卫去信靠神首先是向他祈祷。
He got his confidence from praying and trusting in God.
大卫是藉着祈祷去在神里面去得到去信心。
But as we close, there's one very important point here that I'd like to point out to you.
我最后想讲一点。
And Jesus seems to have used the last words of verse 13 of Psalm 56 in John 8:12.
咁耶稣好似喺约翰福音第八章十二节里面是用紧诗篇五十六篇第十三节的经文。
And Jesus makes us think of verse 13 in light of the deliverance he brings to those who trust in him.
在活人的前面耶稣基督去将这个光是照在活人的里面。
Right, those who trust in him,are given life, life as his gift of salvation by the Holy Spirit.
耶稣基督将这个光是给这些相信靠他的人，这个就是代表他给我们的救恩。
You can bask in the sunshine of God.
你可以活在神的光的里面。
Looking upward, seeing the Lord's face as he wants you to draw near to him.
你可以仰望神的面，神也都将你带到去接近他。
And when you and I do that, even in troubling times like these, you'll find yourself saying, just like David, in God I trust. I will not be afraid.
当你和我都是这样做的时候，在这个困难的当中，我们好像大卫可以讲话，我信靠他，我不再惧怕。
Oh Lord, may you comfort and strengthen us today to deal with the troubles that we are facing.
天父求你安慰我们，给我们力量去面对我们的困难。
Lord, in one sense, what the Psalms are saying is simple, yet we know how difficult it is to even pray for a few minutes.Praying before our mind wanders to you.
我们知道诗人所讲的好像很容易，但是总之我们要祈祷，要花几分钟祈祷，我们对我们讲好像都很难。
And as we've just seen, trust is not a magical thing, it's a gift of grace.
我们看到信靠不是好像魔术一样，而是乃神的恩典的礼物。
And so I'm asking you today to give your people.More trust and faith in you.
所以我们求你去将信靠去给你的人，你的子民去信靠你。
And as we trust you more, we'll be able to move forward in the life of faith.
当我们更加信靠你的时候，我们能够在信心的路程上面去继续向前行。
We'll be able to face.Any difficulty that comes our way.
我们能够面对任何困难。
Father, give us that today we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督的名义求，阿门。